Ernie, you were recently elected to the Secretariat of the Dublin City PPN, which is the Public Participation Network, and you're also chairperson of the Fingless Maypole Festival, and you're greatly involved with the local community. So we'll start off by the Dublin City PPN. How did you get involved with the PPN and then elected onto the Secretariat?
Okay, I got involved with the PPN because when we started up the Fingless Maypole Festival, That was a social inclusion project.
Yeah.
To focus on music, arts, crafts, sports in the Fingless area. And when we had the idea of creating a festival, we looked for a unique selling point. And I know Fingless had the Nether Cross, but it wasn't a unique selling point because look at Clonmacnoise, there's about 1,000 crosses down there.
Yeah.
So we kept looking at the history and heritage of Fingless. And there was a maypole, and I'd already known about the maypoles. The last time there was a maypole was 170, it was in 1843. So myself, Paul Woodward, and John Cromwell, we're the co-originators of the Fingless Maypole Festival. And one day, myself and John were out in Holt eating ice cream, and we had an idea, could we get a ship mast? And we went into the yacht club there, and a guy called Fred told us to go to the shipyard. We went over, and lo and behold, we picked up a ship mast. So we brought a maypole back to Fingless after 174 years. And Erin's Isle hosted the first, but what they were doing building at the time, so they were able to put the maypole in the ground. And we had our first little festival in 2019. And during that year, we picked that year purposely because the three of us are music nuts, and I love trad, and so does John. And we realised it was Seamus Ennis's birthday. His centenary just happened to be happening. You know, it was like everything aligned perfectly. Yeah. And so we went up to the council, and we said, could we have a blue plaque for Seamus Ennis? And they says, you wouldn't believe it, but coincidentally, we were thinking the same thing. Would you like to come on to a steering group? So they brought the Fingless Maypole Festival onto a steering group, and there was representatives from Napubri, Heron, some of Irish Fingless Historical Society, Tidy Towns, and one or two other groups in Fingless. And from that there, Seamus Ennis was born in a house up in Jamestown Road where Burgess Galvin is now. And so the council put a lot of money into us, and they flew back the Ennis family. They flew back Seamus Ennis's son and daughter, and Catherine Ennis, who was an organist in her own right. She's died since then, and she died a couple of months ago. Yeah. So she was a great organist, world renowned. Whereas anyway, there's a blue plaque up there now on Jamestown Road for Seamus Ennis, and it's the first one in the area. So I mean, that was a nice way to kind of kickstart our festival.
Yeah. And it's great, like you're sort of reinventing a very old tradition.
Yeah, you could say it's old wine and new bottles,
yeah,
I suppose. But the maypole was just forgotten about it, and loads of people thought it was a pagan idea, and it's absolutely not. It's gone back 3,000 years, and you could say it goes back to Germanic tradition, and even beyond that, where people were just so relieved to come through a very harsh winter, and they had all their fruit, everything was starting to bloom again. So the children just start dancing around old trees. And that's, they put ribbons around trees and danced around them. And that's where it came from. So,
yeah.
you did have a number of different religions trying to claim, I suppose. It's not religious at all, and we did actually say that we weren't tying ourselves to any religion. That we were,
yeah,
we were all religions and none, all genders and none. You know, we want to be a totally socially inclusive project, and it's starting to take off. In the first year as well, we formed a football team, and we called it the Fingless Maypole Legends, and we had a football match. But from this year, when we done our fundraiser, we bought two sets of jerseys, and we decided we were going to have a match last year, and we were going to donate to a charity, but it didn't happen because of COVID.
Yeah.
But from this year now, we had another look, And we've now got two girls' teams. We've got the Finglas Lilies, which is named after a Dermot Bulger book of poetry, and the other team is called the Finglas Maybells. So if we can get something up together, we were planning on doing a charity for a girl called Carol Brennan. I don't know if you've known that's happening at the moment, and she's a lady who has cancer, and she's going to Mexico for treatment. So if you could put that up on your page, I'd be more than happy.
Yeah, we will.
So we were planning on running a match for her, and there's also we might be putting a CD together of some of the talent that we have around.
Yeah, as I said, it's a great idea, reinventing the Finglas Maypole, and it's. You mentioned social inclusion there, and that's great because there's so many cultures in Dublin and Ireland at the moment. It's great to get everybody out.
Well, there is. I mean, we really made a lot of inroads. I mean, we could have just been a one-hit wonder in 2019 and just went by the wayside with the COVID. But we went online last year and this year, and we had some people reading from their books. We had Paddy Osborne, who has a book out at the moment called Baxter's Boys, and he read from that. And another guy in our committee, George Fitzgerald, he read from his book. And George is he was formerly in the D11 Runners. I don't know if you know that band.
Yeah, yes, I do. Yeah,
yeah. And George, a lot of people say that the D11s were the idea for, you know, Roddy Doyle's Commitments, and you can certainly see similarities there.
It's great. You're very involved with the community, and it's great to see where.
Well, I just tell you what happens once we started the thing, this Maypole up. If people start coming to us asking us, would we like to, can we give a platform for this, or would we like to be involved in this? And that's how I met Sandra Dillon from the Meeting Place.
I had a great chat with Sandra, there a few weeks ago.
Oh, she's a force of nature. She's a fantastic woman.
She is.
But myself and Paul Woodward had a meeting there. Actually, Paul is on our committee too. He's one of our co-originators. And he's currently mastering this album at the moment. And he, because of the COVID, rents went too high. He had to move out of his studio. Yeah. So he had a lot of instruments there, and we put it into a few places. But he asked me, he already was planning on donating some of these instruments, like keyboards and, you know, ukuleles and guitars and that type of thing, drums and bongos. So we asked Sandra, could she find a use for them? And three of us had a meeting. And from that, we started up another initiative, which called the Community Music Collective, which will be, it'll be run as a social enterprise, where we're using our three main skills together. And it'll be a proper course where Sandra will talk about inclusion and, you know, the powers of mental health, looking after your mental health. I talk about the sociology of music and culture, and Paul has plans to, if we have these people on this course, to take them on board and to show them the rudiments of a song and to teach them an instrument, and at the end he'll record them with their own song. We just think that's an initiative that hasn't really been done like that before.
Yeah, and music is a great help with mental health. It's great.
Yeah, it is. It is for sure, Ian.
Go on, Ernie.
Yeah, I was just saying. When we were meeting myself, Sandra, and Paul, we were talking about. She was saying that she wanted to do something for the CCAP this year. You know, for the PPN plenary, putting the focus on the kids, and we have an idea. She said, I'd love to put something all together now. And I said, well, that's a Beatles song. I said, so can we do the Beatles song? So we made a movie of All Together Now where Paul came down with a couple of other musician friends of ours, and we had all the kids playing bongos, guitars, ukuleles, and we filmed everything. Pat George, another guy from Feeney and Crofts, who was also on our committee, he came down and he filmed it. And myself and Pat edited it together. And Pat's son, St- Stephen, we classed him as our junior editor because he was telling us where to put people's names on the screen. Yeah, and I think it was a great boost for an 11-year-old to think now that he's played his part in making a movie.
Fantastic.
But that was actually shown at the plenary of the PPM last week, and it went down really well.
Yeah, I actually seen some of it. Ruth was kind enough to send me on a copy of it.
That's great.
Absolutely brilliant. You, as I say, you're greatly involved with the local community. And you were recently celebrating National Volunteer Week. Now, I do a lot of interviews with different organisations, charities and NGOs. And I'm always saying volunteers, that they're fantastic people. And, you know, giving up your time for your local community is brilliant. So you were in the Mansion House. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. I went in and there was a PPN meeting, and there was a couple of secretariats, but we were all spaced differently. We because of the social distancing. But we did get to talk to each other outside, and I was paired up with John Redmond. He's from the Lake Glen. You probably know John. He's an ex Labour councillor, and he's very involved. Yeah. So he gave me, because I'm only coming on as a secretariat, he gave me a lot of pointers, and so did everyone really. So did Ruth Powell. You know, everyone's been. And Kelly Birmingham too, because I've spoke to these people and they're telling me what to expect in the role. And I'm looking forward to getting my teeth into it. I have another social enterprise about to start up. It's called Seed Bombs, and it's trying to reverse ecocide. You know, when I was doing, the whole idea came to me when I was doing a master's there 2 years ago, and I focused on the landfills in Finglas, where people thought that they were the reasons why the cancer rates were so high in Finglas. And I went out and interviewed a fair few people, and Desi Ellis brought me up to Dunsink and he walked me around, and you know, there's a fantastic view there. And Desi told me that there's 200 acres up there that will never be built on, but there is scope on another side of it for between 4,000 and 10,000 housing units. But that kind of lodged in my skull, and I've been gone around the last couple of years thinking, well, if there's 200 acres there which can't be built on, what can we do? I'm going to go back to another song here. If you know the band, the Lazarus Soul.
No, I wouldn't.
No, they're another Finglas band, and they're, you know, there's so many Finglas bands, but these are selling out Whelan's now, and the last two albums have been albums of the year. When the Tom Dunn show, now he has a line in one of his songs, and he says, "Turn Dunsink dump into a meadow," and that's kind of one of the catalysts where I came from to say, "Well, geez, it could do us," you know. And then I start looking into things, and we could seed bomb. Initially, I had the seed bomb as a kind of project for the meat place. You know, and I think it could start off as a pilot project there. But when I looked at it, I thought, actually, this can grow into something much bigger. You know, and that's where we are now. And this afternoon, to make a pitch to Social Enterprise Ireland for the idea, I got accepted into the second round. So if something happens there, I'm planning on, you know, there's a method called Miyawaki where you grow plants together, and it's kind of similar to the Aztec method where they had all these complementary planting, where plants worked together in tandem. But in Miyawaki, you put them so close together that they grow really quick, and because they're all fighting for the sun.
Yeah.
You know, they're all moving up, and they grow a lot quicker than normally, and it's good for biodiversity, you know, and it'll bring flora, fauna back to the area, and you know, it'll bring a better balance. That's really where I'm coming from with that idea of seed bombs. But it all came from going down to the meat place a few times and having a look what they've done down in the allotments.
Yeah.
No, you know, it's amazing how, you know, one idea, you might think it's disparate, but when you put them together, you say, actually, I can see the synergy here between these.
Yeah. You know? And environmental issues now are to the fore at the moment, and young people are very, very interested in it, which is great to see.
Yeah, I mean, that's you can put that down to Greta Thunberg there by her utilising her platform.
Yes.
And yesterday, I think it was in the Irish Times yesterday, or was it the day before, that Eamon Ryan, you know, our Minister for the Environment, had he stated there's going to be massive support from the EU coming towards Ireland for green issues, which can be a good thing.
Yeah,
and I think you've got the circular economy now, or moving away from the linear towards the circular. You know, I mean, yeah. when I done my investigations, I couldn't say that the tip, you know, Dunsink tip was the definitive cause of the cancers in the area. But I do know that along Finglas there's an area called the Stretch, and that was another landfill, and there's a lot of people who live facing that stretch have died of cancer.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying there is the reason, because I can't say that definitively, but I'm saying when I went and done the research, the opinion was still borne out. And then also, I live down in Ballygall, and that's at the back there was an old quarry which was filled in, and a lot of people there are dying of cancer. So
it should be investigated, because nobody can say for sure what is the cause. But unfortunately, Ernie, we've run out of time. Is there anything you'd like to add before we go?
Not really, no. You know, seeing as we're speaking of synergy, could I put in a request for a song?
Yes, definitely, yeah.
Well, you'll find her on the YouTube. Paul Woodward has a song called Synergy. So I think Synergy is a kind of a theme of social inclusion.
Paul Woodward.
Yeah, he's one of the guys on our team, and he's on the Community Music Collective too. He's the chair of the Community Music Collective. And also, if there's anybody who's looking to get any of their music mastered, you should contact him, because I think he's one of the best in the business.
Okay, well, I'll do a search for that song, and if I have it, I'll play it.
Okay.
If not, I'll find it after the show. So,
okay, John.
Thanks very much, Ernie, for taking the call.
Thank you. That flew by. It was very enjoyable.
Yeah, and the PPN website, is it dublincityppn.ie? Okay, so if people want more information or want to get involved, they can go onto that site, dublincityppn.ie. Okay, once again, thanks very much, Ernie. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Thanks for your time.
Okay,
bye.
Thank you.
Bye.